Welcome to Successful Women, Sharon.
Welcome and good afternoon to you, Crystal J.
Now, let me ask you this. You've been in this business for a long time. What inspired you to become a fish vendor?
Well, I didn't came as a fish vendor. Some 30 years ago, there was a need for some person to sell diesel to boats, and I got the opportunity on that job. So after its closure, about 10 years prior to the 30 years, I then took up the trade of a fish vendor.
Wow, that's amazing. But you're not just a fish vendor, but you've branched out and done other things within the fishing industry. As a businesswoman and an entrepreneur, I mean, you come well-dressed, dressed to the nines and everything. Everybody can identify you, they know who you are. So tell me, what inspired you to branch out and even have people selling for you? And you also feed the homeless from what you do as well.
Yes, well, I have two workers, two guys who normally sell the fish because I have a busy schedule. I also have a ministry where I feed the homeless, where I deal with underprivileged children, families who are in need. So I have two guys who work for me when I'm not here because I cannot be here all the time.
So what made you think of having people sell for you so you wouldn't have to always do everything yourself?
Really and truly, my main focus is dealing with others. I've gotten a little bit tired of being a vendor because the need out there is so great. Helping others, there's more need out there than here right now into the business that I have chosen.
That's wonderful. What would you say to other women looking on who want to be successful in business? How would you encourage them?
Well, I think my main success came helping the needs of others. That's what it makes it so successful. Because when people come to the market, they're always looking for the lady who helps the people. Even if they don't buy from me, they have their other customers, they would always come back and leave a donation. Sometimes I wonder, it was like, wait, we're there. When I look at their bags, it's like they're buying a pound of fish or two. And then the donation they give to me is more than what they're buying.
Wow. All right. So how do you find time? You said you're a busy woman. How do you find time to do all the things you're doing?
Well, every morning I'm up at actually 3 a.m. on the mornings looking out for the needs of others. People always ask me, Sharon, how do you get this done and still be well-dressed, not looking tired? But I told them that it was a gift given by God. So he cannot make me look tired. So I love what I do. It's not one day that I ever get up and say, well, I don't want to do this. There's a clock in my head rings. So I'm actually up at that time. I never sleep past that time because I cannot. Because 2 minutes waking up is like an hour down the line.
Amazing. Sharon, thank you very much for sharing a little bit of your life with us here on the station, the Starcom Network, as we look at successful women in commemoration of International Women's Day right here on Starcom Network. Thank you.
Thank you.